From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tensions might be growing between the Homewood community and Samford University. Homewood's beloved spotted salamander is a potential victim in the university's plan to create a town square in the city called Creekside. Inside Climate News reporter Lee Hedgepeth recently attended a community meeting in Homewood where residents voiced their concerns about the new development. He spoke to WBHM's Kelsey Shelton.
How will the spotted salamander be affected by this development?
Yeah, so for a long time, the spotted salamander has been kind of a unique part of the Homewood community. So there's a population of spotted salamanders, which is an amphibian, kind of like a lizard, that has lived in the Homewood area for generations. Part of the salamander's habitat involves living for most of the year in burrows in kind of wooded areas. So Homewood has a nature preserve that is located just beside South Lakeshore Drive. For a long time, Homewood has had, for example, a salamander festival that's related to celebration of the spotted salamander. So the way that the development is impacting them is that some of these proposed sports facilities, so there are currently a couple of sports fields that are located right adjacent to where the vernal pools are. Right now, the development plan is to expand those facilities to become NCAA standard. So Samford obviously has an interest in making sure that their sports teams have standards that are up to the collegiate level.
How have Homewood residents responded to Creekside in general and how it's going to affect the spotted salamander?
Yeah, the residents that I've talked to in Homewood are largely opposed to the development, and that's for various reasons. So some of the reasons involve increased traffic from the proposed development. Some folks, for example, part of the development is a hotel that could be as high as 10 or 11 stories, which would make it the tallest building in Homewood. And so some folks are just opposed to that. Then there are other folks who are specifically opposed to these environmental issues that are coming up with the development. So the developer went to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the city of Homewood months back, and the city had been hearing all of these concerns from residents. And so they told the developer, go out and have more engagement with the community. So the developer held these community meetings where folks kind of came in and voiced their concerns. So I attended one of those late last month, and much of the feedback from the residents were pretty negative about the development.
I really like how you frame the story. You kind of have like a main character and then like a secondary character. The main character being a UAB professor. The secondary character is the CEO of the development company. Why did you choose those two people to kind of tell the story through?
Megan Gibbons is the UAB biologist who has kind of taken on this issue in terms of just educating folks about the salamander and why these vernal pools are important and how the development could impact those vernal pools. You know, it's good to have somebody who knows what they're talking about, of course. and then Bob Dunn, who's the CEO of the development company, has been the spokesperson for the developer and for Samford University somewhat in his capacity in these meetings, for example, these community meetings that they've held. You know, you have residents who are opposed, who are looking to Megan Gibbons for advice about what possible solutions could there be to fix this issue. Are there ways that the development could be changed to address the issue? And then you have the developer who obviously has an interest in making sure the development happens, but also has an interest in making sure that residents are happy with the development too.
Do we have any response from Samford University?
Yeah, so Samford University had one of their vice presidents at the community meeting, and it was interesting. A lot of the residents were saying things like, Samford is trying to force this down our throat. Is this something we really need? And the vice president from Samford, Vice President Coyne, spoke up and said, I'm not going to let the developer kind of take all the bullets here. I'm going to speak as well. And he actually acknowledged in that meeting, and this is according to him, that Samford hasn't necessarily been a good neighbor in the past when it comes to its relationship with Homewood residents. And he said that that's something that they're trying to change. But Samford is the institution that's pushing this development. They're the ones that hired the developer. And so in the end, it's going to be Samford and the city of Homewood that decide what happens.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for coming in today and talking with me.
Thank you, Kelsey.
That was Inside Climate News reporter Lee Hedgepeth speaking with WBHM's Kelsey Shelton. You can find his full report at WBHM.org.